Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kaisha Thompson with the Warren County Farm Bureau about their educational tent at this year's Warren County Fair.
Warren County Fair is upcoming very soon. First of all, what does the Warren County Farm Bureau have in store for this year's Warren County Fair?
Well, we have some exciting new things this year coming to the fair. We are sponsoring the Farm Bureau Learning Tent, which will be on the south edge of the fairgrounds. Right along Highway 92 and that white fence you see as you drive by, we'll have a big tent set up with lots of fun activities. The main thing we're featuring under that tent is the Little Farmhands exhibit. And this is a hands-on learning experience for people of all ages, focusing on the younger crowd, of course, the kids. They get to go through the stations and milk a cow, pick some corn, plant vegetables in a garden, and harvest the vegetables. Harvest apples, collect eggs from a chicken coop. There will be lots of little activities for them to do throughout that exhibit. The tent will also feature special presentations each day, Wednesday through Sunday, starting at 4 o'clock each day. We will have special presentations focusing on agriculture education. So the first one will be Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and that one is still to be determined, but Thursday, the 25th at 4 p.m., we will have the Conservation Station, which is provided by Iowa Learning Farms and Water Rocks. This is a fun little trailer that they bring out to show conservation practices and show the examples, whether farmers use buffer systems or other vegetation to prevent soil runoff from the water. Then on Friday, we will have Goats on the Go. This is a program that will talk about goat grazing for sustainable weed and brush control. They may or may not have their goats with them, just depending on the weather that day. And then Saturday, we'll have the Animal Ambassador Program from the Blank Park Zoo. They will bring some animals for everyone to see and learn about, and even pet. Then Sunday, we will have the Iowa Pork Queen and some people from the Iowa Pork Producers. They'll be talking all things pork, so that should be a fun little presentation as well. But yeah, the Little Farmhands display and exhibit will go on pretty much every day. There will be specific hours. The first day, Wednesday, the Little Farmhands exhibit will be open from 1 to 3, kind of as our soft opening. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the exhibit will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Friday and Saturday, it will also be open from 5 to 7 p.m. So bring your kids out, and it will kind of be a go at your own pace, and you can just meander through the exhibit as you'd like.
Yeah, well, talk about why it's such a fun time. I mean, that sounds so interesting, even for adults, but I'm assuming kind of get kids interested in ag at an early age?
Exactly. I was hired about a year ago, and my sole job is to teach agriculture in the classroom in Warren County. So I go around to all the schools in Warren County, any grade level, any subject matter, and we try to relate agriculture back to what they're teaching. And it gives a good feel for the students to learn about agriculture and where their food comes from. So it's more important now than ever, and we are trying to promote agriculture education in any way we can, so this will be a great feature.
Well, someone who maybe doesn't know a lot about ag, I mean, it's not just about farming. There's so many more things that kids can learn about. Talk about some of those other things that maybe kids could learn at this educational exhibit.
Yeah, so we have some really cool features. The meat cut displays will be something that kids can learn about. There are different animals with the cuts of meat, so it shows you where your steak comes from directly. So it'll relate, you know, the bacon that you eat to where it comes from on the pig, and your chicken legs, you know, people know kind of where those are, but, you know, it shows, it's like we have these puzzles that anybody can go through and do. These will be available the whole fair, and they're just an interactive piece that you can learn and try to figure out where each cut of meat comes from. So things like that are things that, you know, people don't think about every day, and how products are used in agriculture and all the byproducts that we have as well. So kids will also be able to pick an ear of corn from our makeshift corn stalks. And the corn, you know, we use corn for so many things. It's a byproduct that's commonly used in Iowa. and not just for livestock feed, but your ethanol that you put in your vehicles. So this exhibit should hopefully show people a little bit more about all the agricultural byproducts.
Awesome. Well, one final time, where is the tent located and what should people know?
The tent will be located on the south edge of the fairgrounds, and it will be open pretty much every day with specific hours posted. And we will also have our food stand there, the Little Red Barn, so make sure to stop by for a slice of homemade pie, and our new feature this year is homemade ice cream.
Thanks to Kaisha Thompson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.